orders to allow recreational marijuana sales. Kansas law enforcement agencies operating in the Kansas City area have no plans to change how they enforce the state's total ban on the drug. Johnson County Sheriff's officials adding, "We are going to continue to enforce all state and local laws as they relate to marijuana in Kansas." And the drought in Kansas is creating unlikely locations to hunt pheasant and quail.
The pheasant and quail hunting season has begun in Kansas. Normally around 7,000 hunters would come to Cheyenne Bottoms to hunt a variety of ducks and waterfowl. But because of the drought, they're not there. Now they're hoping to see a new type of hunter.
Barton County and Great Bend, it's going to be more of reliance on the pheasant hunters because of the drought. The Cheyenne Bottoms here is dry, which is typically known for a waterfowl destination.
That's Jason Wagner, manager at Cheyenne Bottoms. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required. And you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Are you planning a holiday getaway? If you're going to be visiting family, don't forget to create a gift list before you shop. Jewelry for mom, electronics for dad, even matching holiday pajamas for the whole family can be fun. Find all the gifts you need at JCPenney, pets included. So make that list and check it twice. This shopping message is sponsored by JCPenney. JCPenney is here to help you save more and gift more. Convenient one-stop shop for stylish gifts and gadgets for every generation.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The U.S. government says it will protect two populations of the lesser prairie chicken, a rare prairie bird that's found in parts of the Midwest, including one of the country's most prolific oil and gas fields, as the lesser prairie chicken's range covers a portion of the oil-rich Permian Basin along a New Mexico-Texas line, and it extends into parts of Colorado, Oklahoma, and Kansas. The bird's habitat has diminished about 90% from historical levels, and officials say the prairies where the birds live are in peril as they get broken up and developed. On Thursday, U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall of Kansas and Kansas Congressman Tracy Mann condemned the Biden administration's decision to list the lesser prairie chicken under the Endangered Species Act. The senators and congressmen voiced concerns of the ruling, with Senator Moran saying the choice to list the lesser prairie chicken as threatened, despite voluntary, locally driven conservation efforts, will negatively impact critical industries in Kansas and will remove any incentive for similar local efforts for wildlife conservation in the future. Senator Marshall added that listing the lesser prairie chicken will hurt our state's economy, hinder our oil and gas independence, increase utility costs, and prevent the development of renewable energy in prime western Kansas locations. And Representative Mann said this ruling is more than another example of federal overreach. It is a proxy war on American agriculture and energy sectors that are vital to our economy. He said farmers, ranchers, and landowners are the original conservationists, and the federal government should get out of their way to let them do what they do best. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that just after 3 p.m. on Thursday in Russell County, a 2022 Peterbilt straight truck driven by Anthony Joseph Mosier, 23 of Hoisington, was northbound on 181st Street, 3.9 miles west of the U.S. 40 and U.S. 281 junction, and stopped at the railroad crossing. As the truck began moving forward, the driver did not see the westbound train, and the train collided with the truck. The truck came to rest in the southwest corner of the crossing, where it caught fire and was completely destroyed. EMS transported Mosier to Russell Regional Medical Center, and there were no injuries on the train. Mosier was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is accepting applications from producers to participate in the Kansas Local Food Purchase Assistance, or LFPA, program. The Kansas LFPA program will strengthen the state's local food system by providing expanded wholesale market access to Kansas's food producers and increasing access to locally sourced food in rural and urban counties impacted by food insecurity. The Kansas Department of Agriculture was awarded a $2,500,000 cooperative agreement under the U.S. Department of Agriculture Agricultural Marketing Services Local Food Purchase Assistance Cooperative Agreement Program, and the funds will be used to purchase and distribute Kansas-grown and processed foods to underserved communities and families across Kansas through the state's existing distribution network of food banks. Kansas producers are encouraged to apply to participate in the Kansas LFPA program in order to sell their products to the food banks serving the state. Products eligible for sale under the program include produce, dairy, meat, eggs, honey, and processed foods. And products must be grown or processed local to Kansas to be eligible for sale under the program. Applications are due to the Kansas Department of Agriculture no later than 5 p.m. on February 15th of 2023. And for more information, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/LFPA. The vision of the Kansas Department of Agriculture is to provide an ideal environment for long-term, sustainable agricultural prosperity and statewide economic growth, helping expand market access and making local food available to underserved communities helps to achieve that vision. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting for the Board of Education, USD 211, that was held on Monday, November 14th, the regular meeting of the Board of Education for USD 211 was called to order at 7 p.m. by President Jennifer Miller, and five members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy reported on the KASB convention that he, President Miller, and Dean Awinty attended last weekend in Wichita. And he said there was a great deal of information, including different procedures, goal settings, budgets, and new state requirements. Mr. Roy informed the board that he has been advertising for a chemistry teacher and a 7th through 12th grade vocal music instructor, and has already received three applications for the music position. He asked the board about any feedback from the community on the possibility of adding a SRO officer. And after some discussion, they instructed Superintendent Roy to continue collecting information. Superintendent Roy then reported on his observation at Eisenhower during pickup and drop-off times. He tallied over 220 vehicles dropping off kids each morning, and he said this creates traffic congestion and other issues. The board discussed different options and ideas on how to improve the flow of traffic and will continue to research to find a solution. A motion was made by Sean Katz and seconded by John Granberry to approve the science and language arts curriculum as presented, and the motion carried 5-0. Superintendent Roy reviewed the information on the Graham County revitalization that was presented at the last meeting. He said he spoke with the appraiser, and she reassured him that there would not be a decrease in revenue, but the possibility of an increase after 5 years. A motion was made by John Granberry and seconded by Michael Terry to agree to participate in the Graham County revitalization, and the motion carried 5-0. Jennifer Miller gave an update from the last NCKSEC meeting. She said the Kansas State Department of Education reported around 1,600 professional positions vacant, with around 380 of those being in special education. She said she was pleased to report that Norton's special education positions are currently fully staffed through NCKSEC. Michael Terry reported that the next PDC meeting will be on the 28th, And Jennifer then summarized some of the meetings that she attended at the KASB conventions and some of the information that she learned. And she said it was very informative and encouraged all board members to attend. Superintendent Roy then provided a form as a guide to gather information for the superintendent evaluations that will be completed at next month's meeting. After two executive sessions to discuss personnel issues pursuant to the non-elected personnel exception under the KOMA, a motion was made by Michael Terry and seconded by Ryan Katz to accept the resignations of Katie Klemmer as the Eisenhower Elementary School custodian and Kayla Cox as the high school volleyball coach, and the motion passed 5-0. President Miller then adjourned the meeting at 8:12 p.m. On Thursday, November 17th, the Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball team hosted Grinnell Wheatland, and Coach Cole reported that the Northern Valley Junior High boys A team lost to Grinnell Wheatland 52-30. Coach said the Huskies played hard but could not slow down the hot shooting of the Thunderhawks. Connor David and Tate Talheim led the Huskies in scoring with 9 points each, and Griffin McKinney added 8 points. Coach Cole reported that the Northern Valley B team boys struggled making their shots and lost 44-2, with Zane Brown making the only basket for the Huskies. The next action for the Huskies will be on December 1st in Logan. The Norton County Hospital would like to inform the public of their closings for Thanksgiving. The Norton Medical Clinic will be closed, and the Norton County Hospital Business and Administrative Offices will also be closed on Thursday, November 24th. You need to plan your appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with the clinic staff accordingly, and patients may contact the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. The Norton County Hospital's Emergency Department can assist patients in need at any time, and as always, in emergency situations, please call 911. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs. Hoagland's Market would like to wish their customers, employees, and friends a very happy Thanksgiving. As you gather with loved ones, remember to be grateful for the blessings in your life. From Hoagland's Market in Alma, remember, no sales tax at Hoagland's Market, fresh produce, and full-service meat counter. Coombs Trucking hopes everyone is able to spend quality time with friends and family around a bountiful holiday table this year. Be grateful for all your blessings and happy Thanksgiving. From Coombs Trucking in Phillipsburg, we haul all over, so give us a call at 785-543-2759.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant.
KSU Logan!
Feel the excitement.
To the 20, to the house. Touchdown, Kansas State!
Join us Saturday as the Wildcats head to Morgantown for a Big 12 clash with West Virginia. Our coverage begins at 11 a.m. on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football. The K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. What are some of the concerns associated with ag cargo transport along the Mississippi River and its ports, and with exports in lieu of existing low water levels? Rod Bain has the details.
What are potential economic and export impacts from low water levels on the lower Mississippi River? USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer provided insight at a recent Farm Foundation forum on agricultural trade, starting with a shipper's or producer's bottom line.
We see changes in barge rates and changes in inland basis as a result. So one can envision the price at the Gulf and the price upstream being separated by the cost of moving that grain to export.
And Meyer says as costs widen, as barges are loaded at a lower draft,
it separates those two prices. So if you're trying to sell soybeans into the spot market in a place heavily dependent on the Mississippi River, you're going to be facing paying for that transportation wedge that exists at lower river levels.
He adds the likelihood increases of grains for export being transported and sold in traditionally off-season market times, perhaps facing direct competition in the global market. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
USDA's Food and Nutrition Service announced a proposed changes to the foods prescribed to participants in the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, known as WIC-WIC. These science-based revisions incorporate recommendations from the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine and the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. USDA is committed in advancing maternal and child health through WIC, helping mothers, babies, and young kids thrive, says Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack. This has been an Ag News Update. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Today, I want to talk about a very specific soybean. It's an Enlist E3 soybean, but not just any Enlist E3 soybean. Let me pull over. I'm at a Pioneer test plot near Portageville, Missouri. This field is dedicated to studying new Pioneer brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans. What makes these soybeans special? Because instead of the standard germplasm that is in most Enlist E3 soybeans, Pioneer brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans have exclusive and elite germplasm. Obviously, when we're talking about germplasm, you can't see that with the naked eye. That's why Pioneer has test plots like this one all over the country, to see how their exclusive germplasm performs in the real world. And so far, their performance is impressive. Strong yield potential and great agronomic characteristics impressive. From their DNA in the lab to their health in the field, Pioneer brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans are literally like no other.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. High pressure from the northern Rockies is moving into our region with pretty cold air today, but things will warm up a little bit as we get into the weekend. Looks like the cloud cover will hang around for a little while today, but we may see some sunshine in the afternoon. Then Saturday looks fair and a little bit breezy as reinforcing high pressure moves back in. With the added sunshine, it'll get a little bit warmer back in the low to mid-40s, but a pocket of colder air will hang around northeastern Kansas on Saturday afternoon. The fair weather trend will continue on Sunday, and it will be a little bit warmer. On the map heading into this afternoon, high pressure is moving into the central plains from the inner mountain states. A few lingering clouds over the southern half of our state and maybe over the eastern counties will get gradual clearing through the afternoon. Sunshine expected for the western and central counties. It will be cold today with afternoon highs only in the 30s and a few spots may stay under the 30-degree mark. It'll be clear and cold for the overnight hours. Then for Saturday, another stronger high-pressure system will move southeastward and into the central plains. With more sunshine, the air mass will start warming up a little bit, with highs in the 40s returning for much of our state. Might be a little bit breezy. And then for Sunday, we'll start to see highs in the 50s with sunny skies. Today's highs in the northwestern counties, upper 20s and low 30s with low teens overnight. North central, upper 20s for today, and then tonight we'll dip into the mid-teens. Mid-20s to low 30s northeast and mid to upper teens for the overnight hours. Southwest, upper 20s to low 30s, low to mid-teens overnight. Around 30 for the south central counties and tonight's lows in the upper teens and low 20s. Around 30 southeast and tonight we're in the low 20s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Does your business need quick, competitive financing for heavy machinery, trucks, or other equipment? Currency is here to help. Whether you're financing construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, or any other big-ticket item, Currency will automatically find the best rates. Currency facilitates loans for up to $500,000 with repayment terms up to 72 months. It's fast, easy, and free to use. Visit GoCurrency.com and apply today.
Success in agriculture takes vision and a lender who shares yours. A lender who understands what you need to succeed and commits to helping you get there. No lender is more committed to growing your future than American Ag Credit. Agriculture is changing in ways we only imagined, and we'll be here to help navigate the road ahead. Learn more at agloan.com/growyourfuture. American Ag Credit. Your future grows here.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. carcass trade. No trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trade has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergize D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stockguard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
There's nothing we can do.